My name is Dante Williams. I am 36 years old. Today's date is July 1st. I am in Portland, Oregon at the Waterfront Blues Fest. My relationship to the interviewee is friend and advocate.
My name is Skip Benz. I'm 68 years old. Today's date is 7/1/2017. I'm at the Waterfront Blues Festival, and I'm an advocate.
Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was a child of the 60s. I grew up in San Francisco during the 50s and 60s, right in the middle of everything that was going on at the time. We had mantras back in the day when I was a kid that love the one you're with, if it feels good, do it. Drugs, sex, and rock and roll were the mantras of the day. So that kind of gives you a snapshot of what I was doing and where I was, what was happening at the time. It was an incredible time to live.
When I first met you yesterday, you told me something about yourself that made you an ideal person to want to sit down and talk to. So tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, well, you know, I've kind of given you a snapshot of how I lived, where I lived, and what I was doing at the time. And through drug abuse, I never expected this, but after I got clean and sober January 2nd, 1981, I thought I'd put everything behind me. And so I just carried on through life having a good time. You know, I rolled into corporate America, got a sales job, was good, had gift to gab, and so we had it going on. And I'm just traveling through life, thinking life is good. I bought the house, you know, I got the family, I got the two-car garage, and I got a new doctor, and my new doctor started asking me questions about my past. Oh, you grew up in San Francisco, what were you doing back in the day? And I was telling her all about, you know, it was on. She said, okay, that's good. And she did some tests after that. I thought it was just a checkup, you know, an annual. And so she called me a week later and says, I had hepatitis C. And I said, what are you talking about? And I said, what is hepatitis C? She says, it's a blood disorder that has affected your kidneys. And I go, well, how did that happen? She says, well, I had a kind of a hint. You told me that you abused drugs back in the day, and it's probably as a result of your drug abuse that you got hepatitis C. I was blown away by that. I at the time I was 20 years clean and sober. I had a corporate job. I was living large. I didn't see hepatitis C coming up on my radar, and it freaked me out. And I go, and the reason it freaked me out is because I was embarrassed by how I got it. You know, I'm stuck with hepatitis C because I was a drug abuser, and then I have to start talking about that. And you know, I wanted to tell everybody I had a bad blood transfusion because I was embarrassed by that. But you know, I as I start to sit with it and I sought treatment, I did seek treatment, and I was blessed to go through a program with Dr. Gish in San Francisco, a leading hepatologist, and a study, and I did a 1-year study with them, and cleared the virus. Amazing, absolutely amazing gift. It was a long year. We had to give ourselves a shot once a week, take an oral. You got very sick. I was on 6 other meds to offset the side effects of the ones who were fighting hepatitis C. I started a support group because I'm a recovery guy. I was clean and sober for 20 years. I knew that I was clean and sober because that support network that I had around me, that I had incorporated into my life. So I started a support group for Hep C, and we started to grow. We started with 5 people, and we started to grow to 10 and 15 and 20 and 30. And so we cared and nurtured one another. We held each other's hand and got through this. And it was a wonderful, and clearing the virus, I think those two things were just an incredible place in my life. Don't get freaked out if you have hepatitis C. What the good news is that the drugs today that they have to fight this are a lot easier, a lot less abrasive. I had a friend that just went through the same treatment I did 3 times. Wow. And never cleared the virus. He was so bummed out, and his liver was getting worse. And then they tried something else. There's a new regime of drugs out. Cleared the virus. Boom.
Wow.
Boom. So don't give up.
So, Skip, in closing, what words would you have for anyone who may be struggling with getting treatment or just struggling with deciding whether or not they want to get tested?
Well, you know, listen, you can stick your head in the sand and ignore it, but, you know, if you got something going on, you need to take care of it. If you want some longevity in your life, that happened in 2001. This is 2017. I'm living large. I'm 68 years old. I'm loving life. I'm enjoying a blues concert. And then find a support network. You'll be amazed how that can change your life. Because different people had different answers to the diet, to the ways to exercise, Pilates, yoga. I learned all kinds of things about what people do to reinforce their life and get better in this disease. So, you know, find a treatment, find a support group, and get through this, and then enjoy your life forever.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Skip. We definitely appreciate you sharing your story.